You're on 5MU. There's a plan to develop a future vision for the Murraylands-Riverland region with a collaborative initiative aiming to encompass the thoughts and sentiments of hundreds, thousands maybe, of local community members. Joining me now is Ben Fee. He's the Chief Executive of RDA Murraylands and Riverland. Hi, Ben.
G'day, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Enjoying the silly season. What about you?
Yeah, getting a bit silly and looking forward to having lots of conversations.
Yeah, right. So what is this plan? Tell us all about it.
Well, it's come through the Regional Drought Resilience Planning Program, and we got together with the local government association for Murraylands Riverland and Landscape Board, and we really are just setting up a process where we want to listen to community. So it's a really collaborative approach. It's a very different approach. We've already held a number of conversations, interviews with the individuals who are kind of less heard from. What we're hoping to do is to draw out the underlying issues that we're seeing with the region, also identify some of the big opportunities we've got within the region, and start to develop an enduring planning process where everyone feels like they've got a part to play in it.
Ah, I see. So what are you hoping the conversations will develop into and inform future developments in the region?
Yeah, sure. So it's part of a future drought fund program, the Regional Drought Resilience Planning Program. It does start with drought and with ag. Now, any kind of disruption like drought or like anything else, it could be a pandemic, it could be all kinds of things, come through, disrupt our system. How good are we as a broad region at responding to those? Can we proactively plan for them? Can we set up communities where we're able to support ourselves locally? Can we use that a bit more broadly at sort of township or broader regional kind of areas? And what can that do then to support before needing all the government supports and initiatives that come out more in a reactive sense? So the government's actually giving us a chance to get ahead of the game here, which is awesome. We don't think we can do that from a top-down approach. We think the best way to do that is to speak to communities and go, how are you guys travelling? Because some get smacked by a disruption, others get stronger through the disruption. So we're really interested in understanding what are those elements that help communities to be able to sustain themselves. Where the communities that are a bit stronger, can they actually lean into some communities that are maybe struggling a little bit? And out of that, hopefully overall, we can develop up a process that says, hey, we can endure all kinds of things here. And look, we've done it as a region plenty of times over, millennium drought, all kinds of stuff. We know we can do it. Let's set up the systems that mean that we don't just get through these things and survive, but we're actually riding it and we're thriving.
Really lovely to have you on, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas season.
Thank you very much, Jenny. You too, and all your listeners as well.